Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Joined us every Wednesday at 4, and here to talk about the Super Bowl champions, our Odyssey NFL insider, Brian Baldinger. Insider Call is brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's Real Mayonnaise at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store. Baldy, you called it, man. You said 4-0 in the playoffs, and that's what they did.
They did, and they did in convincing fashion. They didn't leave any doubt about it. They didn't leave it up to the officials or questionable calls or anything. They just went out there and took care of business. But I don't think anybody could have predicted what we saw. But at the same time, I thought they were the best team. I thought they didn't have a weakness, and they don't have a weakness. And then I thought, you know, player development, when you look at, you know, Nolan Smith or Cooper DeJean, or, you know, you look at the development of the players, they just kept getting better and better. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was going to be the difference in this game, is that they were still an improving team, and the Chiefs were putting a Band-Aid at left tackle, and they had a hope and a prayer at left guard. And I thought that eventually it was going to catch up to them, and it did.
What was the most impressive part for you? The Jalen, what he did through the air, the D-line, defense as a whole? What impressed you the most?
You know what it was? Honestly, Patrick Mahomes shot back 38 times. They never blitzed once. They never ran a twist stunt. They just rushed four players, and sometimes it was three. They dropped the defense lineman at times. But they only rushed four guys the whole time. They didn't do anything exotic. They didn't really do anything creative. They just played great defense and challenged them right at the line of scrimmage. And the Chiefs were not up to, especially on third downs. You know, I mean, they were just terrible. So that was the most impressive thing to me. It wasn't some masterful game plan. They just said, our guys are better than your guys, and we're just going to show it to you, play in, play out.
Yeah.
It's easy to say when looking at the score for me, but when you watch the game, it just felt like the Eagles had a different energy or attitude about them than the Chiefs did, and that happened from the opening snap.
I would agree with that. Spike, I thought that they played the game, you know, at a much faster clip. The Eagles refused to stay blocked. Watching Cooper DeJean just jam Travis Kelce at the line of scrimmage, not even let him get off the line of scrimmage when Mahomes just patting the ball, waiting for him to get open. Like those kind of, the tackling has been crisp all year in a league where tackling is atrocious and a lost art. The Eagles tackle great. And so, you know, outside of, you know, a couple garbage time plays, I mean, they kept everything in front of them. They got off the field when they had to. And look, you can't say enough about Jalen. He's been under the microscope, you know, all year, past years. But he really, outside of the one interception that really, the ball was down at the 2-yard line, it turned out to be a good thing. But honestly, he made great decisions with the ball, whether it was to scramble, whether it was to scramble and throw, or whether it was just, you know, throws to AJ or to Devontae for touchdowns, and Jahan for a big play to accept their opening score. I mean, he made great, great decisions with the ball.
Yeah, you talk about Jalen's play, Baldy, in that game Sunday. It was obviously Spags didn't. He wasn't going to allow for Saquon to have a big game that game. And he put the game on Jalen's shoulders and dared him to beat him. And Jalen almost played a flawless game, like you just mentioned. What is it about this kid to you that impresses you when he gets in these moments and he's able to rise to the occasion and play the way that he does?
You talking about Jalen?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's just the way he's wired. You know, I mean, you know him. He's not about awards or ceremonies or pats on the back. He's not about any of that. He's just wired differently. When you're the 53rd pick coming out of the draft, like, you use that as a hunger, you know, pill your entire life. And, you know, you get your second contract, you earn your second contract. I mean, the guy's just a phenomenal competitor, and he has a calmness about him that I think really goes through the entire team. Just a confidence and a calmness about the way that he conducts himself on and off the field. I mean, he's just, you know, he's the ultimate competitor, but at the same time, he never beats his own chest about anything. He deflects most of the credit that comes his way. And he got a chance to smoke that cigar after the game. He looked like he really enjoyed that moment right there.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because the disposition that I think some people may have had an issue with previously in terms of how quiet and focused he is in situations like this, that very same disposition is an advantage on a stage like this, you know?
No, the disposition is the right word, Spike.
Yeah.
That's what it is. There's just an even keel to it. He never gets too high, too low. But when you're taking care of the football the way he did, and, you know, outside, if you take away the game week 16 against Washington when, you know, he's concussed, I mean, he's 14-0 to finish the season. I mean, the guy's record speaks for itself in his business. And quarterbacks get measured, always right or wrong. They get measured by wins and losses and what they do in the postseason. And, you know, the great thing about winning a Super Bowl is nobody can ever take it away from you. You always have that next to your name. You always have it in your locker. He clutched that Lombardi trophy. You know, like, you know, he knows that he was a big part of it. But nobody can ever, any detractors that are out there, if there still are, like, you can't take that away from him. He's a Super Bowl winning quarterback. He's been to two of them. He gets to the playoffs every year. This is what you want in your franchise quarterback, and he's certainly achieved all that right now.
I know you've been a big fan of Nick Sirianni in the past. He's had some detractors, much like Jalen, on the outside. And everything you just said right there pertaining to Jalen, I think a lot of it applies to Nick as a head coach. And he's now a champion as well. Just your thoughts on Coach Sirianni. Not so much in the game. He didn't have a moment in the game where he needed to put his imprint on it. But I thought, outside of Saquon's impact and Vic Fangio's impact on the defense, Nick Sirianni's coaching this year was a huge, and really managing his team, his willingness to be flexible, change up their approach. I thought it was just as important as any of these other guys to this team winning the Super Bowl. Just your thoughts on Nick Sirianni and the job he did this year.
You know, I was thinking about this. You know, when they're on the museum steps on Friday, at the culmination of this parade, I think the biggest star on that stage is going to be Nick.
Yeah.
Like just the way Jason Kelce was 7 years ago in a Mummers outfit. I feel like Nick's going to be the star because, honestly, you know, Saquon and Jalen are stars, but they're pretty understated.
Yep.
Like Nick isn't. He's emotional. He lets it fly. But the one thing I think about him, though, he knows he's got a good team. But it's to him, the only thing he cares about is the team. And galvanizing the team and representing the city of Philadelphia. Now, he does some knucklehead things. I don't think anybody can say that they're not, you know, jousting with fans, whatever. But I think it's just his love of this particular team and how he shares it with them. And, you know, there's a lot of ways to coach a team, a lot of methods, a lot of different ways to win. You know, you can't help but look at the improvement. And that's ultimately coaching, is teaching.
Yeah.
Like, he's just lost his third lieutenant to become a head coach, you know, in 3 years. He's lost his third lieutenant. Like, he's building a tree. Like, however he disseminates and delegates to his staff, like, they're taking that opportunity that he allows them. So I think he coaches the staff well, the players develop. Mekhi Becton, nobody could have ever thought he could coach play like this. Nobody.
Yeah.
To see, I don't know, I mean, pick a guy, but you know, to see, say, Oren Burks step in and play at the level that he did for N'Kobe is pretty impressive to see Jalik Hunt, like Hunt on Sunday. I mean, people thought he was going to just redshirt this year coming out of the school he did.
Yeah.
And there he is, you know, taking Joe Tooney right into the lap of Patrick Mahomes. I mean, I see player development. And if I see player development, I'm just going straight to the head coach for allowing that to happen.
Now, Baldy, everybody in Philly tells me I'm not allowed to start thinking about next year yet, but I want to ask you two quick questions about moving forward with the Eagles. The first one, you mentioned they're losing Kellen Moore. Kevin Petullo has been mentioned as, you know, a potential replacement. Is there anyone out there in the league that would pop into your mind that would say, hey, that guy would be a great guy for that job?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nobody that just jumps out at me right now.
Okay.
Quarterback coach in Philadelphia right now is qualified, along with Petula. But, I don't know if there's – because I don't know, honestly, right now, what the list of available coaches are.
Right.
I mean, most of them have been eaten up. So I'd have to, like, go into my rotisserie here to see what guy might fit with what Nick does.
Okay, and the second one. There's a lot of free agents on the Eagles right now. I'm going to give you four. And if you could, in order of priority, tell me which ones you think are most important to retain. So I'll give you these four. I'll give you Zach Bond, Josh Sweat, Milton Williams, and Mekhi Becton.
I would say Zach is number one. I haven't seen an inside linebacker play like that in Philly. Maybe try back in the day. Not many. You know, Seth, maybe back in the day. I haven't seen a linebacker play like that in Philadelphia in my time. I would say Zach. I'd say Mekhi to keep the line together. That means all five guys come back. I know Lane loves playing next to him. He was a big reason why Saquon did what he did. Milton Williams is a really good player, but I think you can replace Milton Williams. I think Jordan Davis is going to take a step up. Just talking to his agent this week, I think he's going to take a step up. And then the fourth free agent is
Sweat.
Josh. I mean, I would say I probably Josh is great. He's a great player. I remember when they drafted him out of Florida State. They said he was a ticking time bomb with that knee that blew up in college, and I'd never see him miss a game. And he could have been the MVP of the game the other day.
Yep.
At one point.
Yeah.
So I feel like I would go Zach first, and then probably toss up because I want to keep the line together. And nothing against Tyler Steen or anybody else, but Mekhi's a difference maker. So I'd say Second would be a tie between Sweaty and between Mekhi right now.
All right. Well, Baldy, you've been great all year. We really appreciate your time every week. And next year when we talk to you, we'll be talking about the defending Super Bowl champion. So that's a good feeling, too. Thanks so much, Baldy.
Hey, man. Let's put the target on their back. Let's have everybody gun for them.
Oh, I love it.
They can do it.
Love it.
All right. Appreciate it, Baldy.
All right. There he is. Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast, where you can get wherever you get your podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious.
What a season with Baldy. You know, it started with fireworks.
Yes.
And then, you know, a lot of disrespect in the middle.
Yep.
And then, you know, the flight home.
He ignored you guys.
He just won't let that flight home go.
Well, you got upgraded to first class for free. Maybe he was pissed off. Was he in first class? Or
yes,
was
he was right behind him. Right behind
him. Well, he probably had to pay for it.
Well, I know.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking about turning around and introducing myself, but I was like, you know what? I don't always have to be the bigger man.
Yeah, well, maybe he doesn't know what you look like.
I got the hint when he walked past our table.
Yeah.
On Radio Row and didn't even say anything.
Yep.
You think Baldy doesn't like us? Well, I thought it was a bit.
We know he was.
Didn't he go on with
Nick Costas and him?
Oh, right.
Costas,
yes.
He was right next to us.
Yeah, he was locked in. He was locked in on Radio Row week. Maybe he didn't know. Maybe he didn't get the memo on down 20.
Didn't recognize you.
Yeah, he was looking for a fatter guy.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah. He did give me hey, Spike, that was a good word you picked there. So
there
that's the first compliment I got from Baldy all year. It's a good one.
Slowly but surely.
Yes. 215-592-9494. Are you ready to start talking about next season, which I got a little out of Baldy there, or are you just want to bask in the glow of the Super Bowl victory? Kenny from the Dirty 30, you're on WIP.
You're talking about basking in the glow?
Yeah.
I'm going to be basking when they raise the banner in September. I'm going to be basking every time I
booing by halftime.
Come visit. I had some friends from out of town, a guy from Jacksonville, go, "Oh, how do you Philly fans afford to go to the Super Bowl?" I said, "Because we mug Jag fans."
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I forgot all about banner night. Yeah, we get a banner night and everything.
Yeah.
Thursday night. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I got those LED lights in my house. They will be blazing green. I don't know when I'm going to turn those off. My Eagles Christmas village, I don't take it down until the season's over. I might not take it down until June or July. You know, I mean, I just
took my tree down yesterday, Kenny.
Yeah, we took it down last weekend.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know what? 59 years old, this is the second Super Bowl. You know, I don't know if I'll see a third, and if I don't know how I'll treat it down. Now, I mean, I don't know how I'll act then, but right now, I'm going to wear Eagles stuff every day. I'm going to wear Eagles ties to professional events.
How is that different than last week?
All it's worth it.
Yeah.
That's a good point. But now I'm going to be more loud and more boisterous about it.
So, Kenny, I think the question we all want to know is how many interviews have you had to do about the Eagles Super Bowl win over...
You're going to hate this. On February 19th, I'm doing iHeartRadio.
Wow.
Yes.
It's big time.
We did. My son and I did NPR already. It's been fun. It's you know, Spike, I'm not you guys, and I know that. I know my lane. I want to have some fun in the lane I'm in.
Oh,
hey, man,
bro.
Keep your lane going, man.
Yeah, we're just poking at you.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
I know. You know what? I've been blessed. Thank you, Angela Cataldi. You've given me a chance to call this station and say things and have a great time. And I've gotten to know a lot of the new hosts, and you know, you included Spike. And I think I'm the only one, everybody there that's seen your house besides you.
Yes. Yeah, you've been in my house. Yeah. Kenny's been in my home. So
yes.
All right,
and,
Kenny.
I'm just having a great time. And yes, as far as basking goes, until someone else says they're the champions, I'm taking it all the way through and let the chips fall. Go Birds!
Well, it's
E-A-C-L-E-S.
Man, the Dirty 30 has really chilled out a little bit.
Oh, man. Well, listen, the Fearless Leader is no longer here.
Oh, right. Keep him angry. Yeah.
Yes.
I will say it was nice seeing Rocco. He was at Chickie's.
Yes.
Yes.
I'd never seen Rocco before. Rocco
was actually in the Dirty 30.
Actually, unlike Kenny, yeah.
Right.
Now, again, I got to find Arson Arnie.
Yes.
There's one old Angelo caller I need to hear from.
I would love to hear from Arson Arnie if you're out there. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is this week. One-stop shopping at Mark's. You get chocolates and flowers included with qualifying purchases. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Which describes your current mindset as an Eagles fan still soaking in the Super Bowl or thinking about next year? 83.8% is still soaking in
the Super Bowl. Wow, it's going up.
Yeah. You can do a little of both.
No.
Okay.
But I think people are more thinking dynasty with this team than they did in 17, if that's fair.
I think that's fair. I think that's fair. But I do think that people were pretty optimistic about Wentz's return after that Super Bowl.
A season that he had.
Before
he got injured.
The Foles question, though, some of us were raising it early. It really was not... It wasn't at such a fever pitch, I think, until the next season was not going the way that it was. And then when Foles had that finished up the season the way he did. Still unbelievable to think about that. Still unbelievable to think about the Super Bowl happening the way that it did. And then Foles coming in and winning those four straight games. Then Alshon dropping that pass. And if he didn't, they would have won two.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, we overrate that moment.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
No, I'm talking to LTBB right now. I'm not talking to Jack.
It has nothing to do with Wentz. Wentz was out of the way. They were lucky to even be in that game.
Yeah, but if he catches that pass, I think they win that game.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But I'm saying they were lucky to be there. They had the double doink the week before. They go home. If Minnesota wins, they're not even in the playoffs.
Yep. Yeah. The way that game started, too, it just felt like we were going to blow the Saints out. So with it could start with a big Foles touchdown pass, and then there was the LeBlanc interception. I thought we were just rolling.
I tell you, man, I'm telling you, the shine on the star, it dims a little bit when this team, after this team wins the title.
For that one?
Yes.
Yes, I think so.
Yes.
Yeah.
We could be honest about that team.
Well, but it was a great moment.
It was a great moment.
Yeah, it's the greatest moment. As far as moments go, finally winning a Super Bowl. Now we don't even remember what it's like. Now we got so many, we don't even know what it was like to not have one.
Now we got something to choose from.
Yeah.
Which Super Bowl is your favorite?
Yeah, which one do you like better?
Which one is your favorite?
Yeah, I don't know.
I know we were ever going to get to do this.
Yeah, we could have a Twitter question saying which Super Bowl win was your favorite. Oh, my God. And we were blessed enough to all be on... like a part of WIP when it happened, be able to talk about it.
Yeah, but I've gotten to see three.
Yes.
Well, Friday will be the third.
Oh, at three as a WIP host.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because I include the Phillies World Series.
Oh, right.
So I'm talking about three championships.
Oh, right.
So now
yes.
I've gotten to see three championships.
Yes.
Be the third parade Friday.
I'm still looking for that audio of you being on the air during that Phillies game.
Yeah, that Phillies World Series.
Man,
see, that was the first right there.
Yes. You just on the air while the game is happening is outrageous. I need the audio. Somebody must have it. All right. Coming up next, we're in the home stretch of Eagles Insider of the Year. So because we're in the home stretch, not only are we going to do the power rankings, but we're going to put up some bounties on some stories and let the insiders know.
You're allowed to do that?
Well, it's not. We're not going to kill anybody.
Yeah, this is bounty gate?
Yeah,
well,
no.
It depends what the stakes are.
Bounties on stories. There are some stories that are going to come up. So we'll set the deadline as to when this will be decided. And we will also set the bounties of what we want to see by the deadline. Because if you're behind, there's a lot that's going to happen over the next month.
Yeah, I got some room to make up.
Yes. Yes. You as one of the challengers
could
as well.
Be like season. See, last offseason, he did the I like Saquon and then took that as his official report.
I say more than I like Saquon.
I know. I'm just trolling you.
All right. Let's go to next.
I'm coming off a heater.
You are?
I just had a great year.
Oh, yeah.
All the way around.
It was a good year.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I picked the Eagles in Kansas City in the Super Bowl.
You did?
I did.
Yes. You and all 2 million other residents of Philadelphia. All right. That's next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike and Fritz.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Enjoy USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound, which pairs well with Josh Cabernet, 750-milliliter bottles priced at $14.99 each, or buy six or more mix and match for just $13.49 each plus CRV. Signature Select Value Pack Boneless Pork Top Loin Chops, $3.99 per pound. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray, On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.